producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's Friday the 4th of March on Good Day with me, my friend Jennifer Horn, and Rich McFadden's at the controls in our studio in Washington as we sort of rehash, hopefully from a different point of view, the so-called presidential. It didn't look very presidential to me. It looked like a bunch of boobs.
It was horrible.
Up there. What a waste of time. And the thing that really is annoying about this is that the people who are underlings, Cruz and Rubio mostly, not one thing they say really about themselves and talking about, maybe a little from Cruz, as to what my plan is. Bridget, get that, will you?
Gosh darn.
What an embarrassment. He's a little... He is little, but isn't, I'm not saying that because of Trump. He just... How did he get this far?
They were all embarrassing.
How did they get this far? And Trump, stop with the stupid remarks. You've got them. Lead them. You've got them.
Wish I'd heard more from him is if, you know, when he was getting pressed on all sides, instead of going back to the usual little Marco lying Ted, which, by the way, we say it's kind of embarrassing, but it works. These people have had major trouble overcoming those monikers.
Well, that's because the public sees them as little worms. They see them as the problem because they are part of the problem. They are the problem.
But what I wish he would go after is say, you know what? You guys have had a chance to fix things, and you have failed. How long have you been in Washington? What have you done? And the answer is nothing.
Keep saying that. Right.
And Marco Rubio, I mean, this guy started out with all the potential. He had all the potential in the world at the beginning of this thing. If it wasn't his time to become president this time around, it clearly could have been in the next few years. But I think he's done so much damage to himself because the sinking into the mud, it doesn't work for him. For some reason, it works for Donald. You can laugh it off. It's part of his personality. He's bombastic.
No,
but it doesn't look, it's not a good look for Marco.
They're all weaklings. Here's Ted Cruz arguing with Trump over whether he ought to release the off-record conversations he had with the New York Times.
Because, listen, maybe it's right that you didn't tell them you're misleading the American
people. The tapes were not on this subject.
If you didn't tell them that, the tapes will prove you're innocent.
Okay.
But if, in fact, you went to Manhattan and said, I'm lying to the American people, then the voters have a right to know.
No, you're the liar. You're the lying guy up here. You're the one. Now, let me just tell you. Let me just say, excuse me. I've given my answer, Lion Ted. I've given my answer.
All right, let's leave it at that.
All right, so the situation with Trump and politics, I don't feel it's so much politics as it is media. He's a bully. There are a lot of people who feel the same way about him. There are a lot of people who feel the same way. I don't like Mitch McConnell. I don't like Fox News. I think that the election is not anymore about politics. It's about process. It's about what's going on. It's about the anger in our country because these people like Cruz and Rubio haven't made it work. They don't know what to do, whether they did a good job of getting elected, and then they fell into the Koch brothers and the, you know, all of the influences from the big money. The Koch brothers are now putting $25 million. I'm in Florida this week. And the local news here is all full of how much money the radio and television people and the newspapers are going to get advertising. There will be $25 million spent by the Koch brothers to try to get Rubio to win in Florida. And I don't think he's going to. I don't see anything here in my being here for this week.
20 percentage points.
He's not
going to
win.
Yeah.
He's not going to win.
He's a failed guy because he didn't. I mean, he's got one of the worst voting records in the Senate. People respect that in Florida. You're supposed to go and respect them. You're not supposed to look for your next job. He would have been wise to either not run for Senate in the first place or resign.
You know what?
Could run for
if Jeb Bush were, if really wanted to stay in politics and be have something really to say at the end on his epitaph, he ought to run for the Senate. I think he'd be a good senator, frankly. I think Jeb Bush would be a very good senator. Rubio here talking about Trump again. Ugh, come on.
Listen. No doubt that Donald has done well in these elections. There's no doubt about that. The numbers are there. The numbers also say 2/3 of the people who have cast a vote in a Republican primary or caucus have voted against you. They do not want you to be our nominee. And the reason why is because we are not going to turn over the conservative movement or the party of Lincoln or Reagan, for example, to someone whose positions are not conservative, to someone who last week defended Planned Parenthood for 30 seconds on a debate stage, to someone, for example, that has no ideas on porn, someone who thinks the nuclear triad is a rock band from the 1980s.
That is such a dope. How do you defend yourself by saying the American people don't want to elect you and here's the percentage point? What is your percentage point, Rubio?
Yeah.
Because
no,
it's a whole lot more.
He's right. It's look at me.
But Trump is the most electable. Look at you, Rich. But look at the numbers.
I'm a stone cold conservative. I will not vote for Trump.
Okay, yeah. But Virginia went to who?
You want
Trump?
Who lost in Virginia?
No. Hey, listen.
You got to be in the middle, or you don't win. You don't win if you don't go to the middle. John Kasich is in the middle. He's looking better and better all the time.
Yes,
in
sure many different ways.
Actually, here he is talking about an issue, actually, surprisingly.
I would like it clear, though, since we're talking about polls, I beat Hillary Clinton by more than anybody, by 11 points. And the reason it happens...
In one poll.
You know, the reason is because, as the Democrats tell me all the time, I can get the crossover votes. You see, because throughout this campaign, I've talked about issues. I have never tried to go and get into these kind of scrums that we're seeing here on the stage, and people say everywhere I go, you seem to be the adult on the stage.
Yeah, I'm done with all three of them.
Yeah, he is the adult on the stage.
Yeah. I don't know that I'm a big Kasich fan, but I'm done with those three guys.
But you're not going to be able to be done with Trump because he's still a force to be reckoned with. Here he is talking about Hillary Clinton.
But what would you say stand by Hillary Mr. Clinton on the stand stage by when you wrote her a check in 2008, wrote her four checks?
Let me tell you something, Ted. The last person that Hillary Clinton wants to face is Donald Trump.
All right. Anyway, he stood up to Fox News. And he won. He beat the Pope.
Yeah.
Look at it. He has a record. I don't like it either. I'm not like Ricky.
But he has started a movement. He's breathed life into the Republican Party.
The conservatives. He's going to destroy the Republican Party.
Well, you know what? The Republican Party deserves to be destroyed.
Yes.
What has it done to make the country better?
Yep.
It doesn't. The country sucks in its current condition. Both the Democrats and the Republicans, as they now exist, they're horrible because they're run by the big money interests. And the real conservative, and I'm not going to, this is not about you and or me, but I believe I am a real conservative because I want to save things. You look at the fiscal thing. This is where the Tea Party fell apart. They would have been able to take the country over if they'd stayed on one issue, and that was the fiscal irresponsibility of the Republicans, of the Democrats, of the people in power, but they didn't. They get their nose stuck in social stuff, which always loses. The conservatives will lose. The people that show up at CPAC will lose because the mainstream in America does not want to be in the place where they are. They're completely out of touch, especially with younger voters. So you want to lose, put one of these guys up that come out of CPAC.
It was funny. I'll be curious to see what the straw poll at CPAC is. I was there yesterday.
It'll be Ted Cruz because all the elitists will vote for Ted Cruz, I guarantee you. You don't even have to
usually
ask
you
for
see the people walking around in their shirts for this person or that person. None of it yesterday. I saw one Donald Trump hat. I didn't see any Cruz, they have their little bumper stickers, they're walking around with their signs, they're whatever it is. You couldn't tell who was for who yesterday walking around there.
All right, Richie, do me a favor, will you?
Yeah.
When you're there today, will you go find Joel Salatin, who runs the Polyface Farm in Virginia, who has been suggested by many of the people in my community, the ag community, as a great presidential candidate. He's a very interesting guy, and I would like you just to shake his hand, introduce yourself, tell him you work with me, He is somebody who is the face of new agriculture in America. He feels exactly the way I do about all the important ag issues. And is, by the way, he's not a Trump supporter. I don't know who he really is supporting. He's supposed to be speaking there today, in fact. So if you get a chance, he's a very interesting guy. And somebody who could be a leader in the face of all of the, I mean, let's face it. I'd be actually pretty good, and I don't mean this to sound like, hello, but I listen to these people, and I can't understand why they don't get it. The problem with me is I don't get along with all of the people who are actually running running things. But look at what it's done for Trump. He didn't get along with them either. He's got a lot more money than I do, so maybe that's what makes it work. But I will tell you something. It's almost anybody but, and I think that's kind of what Richie is saying, in a sense. So here, let me just share this with you before we get off of this. There was a discussion on a radio program that I heard earlier this week with Governor Jesse Ventura. There's a viral story on the Internet claiming that if Bernie Sanders loses to Hillary, that Jesse Ventura will jump into the race. Let's see if that's really what is going on.
Let me ask you to react to what the Daily Beast reported today and see if this is accurate. Jesse Ventura told the Daily Beast he will run for president if Bernie Sanders does not win the nomination. Is that accurate?
No, it's not fully accurate. Bernie Sanders is not going to win the nomination, in my opinion, because the Democrats have what are called super delegates, and that's where the fix comes in.
Yep.
And, so I don't think that Senator Sanders will win. I could be surprised on it, but I think that Hillary will be the nomination. And as Senator Sanders indicated to me yesterday, he will endorse the Democratic candidate, which will be Hillary, obviously, if it's not him. Which draws me to the conclusion then Bernie's not an independent anymore. He is now a Democrat.
Does that surprise you?
Yeah, a little bit. I thought that he'd remain with some independence to him, but now I have to admit he's a Democrat because he's doing what the party wants, and maybe he's bucking for the VP spot, because look at it from a tactical viewpoint for a moment. If Hillary and Sanders, and Sanders ends up coming on board and becoming Hillary's VP, well, hopefully that'll bring all the young people and all the people he made the promises of change to, and then they can defeat the Republicans.
Well, I'd like to see somebody like Jesse Ventura. You know, Richie, you and I used to have these big arguments about him when he was governor of Minnesota. I thought he was fabulous, and I think whether he still is at this point in his life, I don't know. But that's the kind of stuff we need. The country wants
element,
to be shaken up. It needs to be not stirred, but shaken. Yeah, well, there's nothing good that's going on now.
No.
Nothing. So, and we all agree on that. So what do you, is there
Quantum
somebody?
Beachfront property in Columbia.
Yeah, we'll see. You got someplace else to go. Yeah. Jennifer and I don't. 19 past the hour here on Good Day.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for, we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy. One of my company laptops is having issues way over our IT guy's head.
Well, you can trust Staples tech team to fix viruses, slow performance. We'll even get it back to you the next day.
Perfect.
It's Staples Tech Services next day guarantee.
Let's do it.
You want to check with your IT guy first?
I am the IT guy.
I see.
Make up and running happen. Staples. Make more happen.
PCs received by noon, ready next day by 5. Excludes service requiring replacement parts, off-premise services, and unbootable computers. Visit staples.com/tech services for details.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to come in and speak with someone?
Negative, Control. With Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans, you can go through the entire mortgage process on your own and completely online.
Copy that, QL1. But if I wanted to speak to someone, do you think they're out there?
They're out there, all right. Their award-winning client service is beyond anything I've ever experienced.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS ConsumerAccess.org. Number 3030.
Napa guy knows the good thing about an old truck is you can treat it like an old truck. Meaning, however you want. Because the paint job looks best covered in mud. Dents build character. And unpaved roads are unscientifically proven to be 70% more fun. And with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep that thing running longer, stronger. Because it's not old. It's broken in. That's Napa know-how.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter radio. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Alright, here we are, 23 at the hour on the Good Day program with Jennifer, Richie, Doug, and let's see, this is Christina Aguilera, right?
Yep.
Right, so there's a big to-do now with the folks who are on The Voice, Jennifer.
Yeah.
The arguing that's going on between Christina Aguilera and Blake Shelton.
We talked about it a little bit yesterday, yeah.
Well, apparently he misses his new girlfriend, Gwen Stefani. And whatever they're arguing about, I have a solution to the problem. Everybody want to hear what my solution is? Actually,
sure.
This is Kara's solution, which I agree with 100%. Get rid of Adam and put both Gwen Stefani and Christina Aguilera on so it's equal. Why are there four men and only one woman on the air?
Adam and Blake are the bromance of the show. They're the reason people tune in.
Okay, so they get rid of Farrell.
Farrell. Farrell. And then you don't have a black guy, which becomes problematic. So what?
And Farrell is probably the most talented
musician of all of them.
Producer, right.
Yeah, up there.
But I think it gets in the way a little bit for me, and I don't really watch the show anymore, but in all of these shows who have token women, token blacks, whatever it is, come on. Let's and then people will come back to me and say, "Well, Doug, you always say have the most qualified people on there instead of worrying about sex and color of skin."
Really both American Idol and The Voice, all of their judges are qualified. Every one of them deserves to be up there because they're
so maybe they should have more voices. Why do they only have four? Why do they have five? How many they have on the other?
Too much.
American Idol has what, three?
Three.
three. I mean, you have five judges to get. You'll be there forever. I mean, the shows would get really long. I think Blake needs to put on his big boy pants and see Gwen when he gets home at night. He'll be okay.
Right.
And I love you, Blake.
He needs to take his big boy pants off then.
I wouldn't mind that either.
Oh, of course. Right. Anyway, this is. Do you think this is the other sort of twist I had on this? From I was thinking about this yesterday after we talked about it, Jennifer. Whether this is just made up? It's TV. It's promotion. It's
yes.
Okay. Let's see if we can create something that gets people to talk about the show. Oh, here's a perfect thing: Gwen Stefani versus Christina Aguilera, and Blake wants to have Gwen back.
And Christina's sort of annoying to begin with. I mean, she was always probably my least favorite female judge. There's been Shakira.
I like Shakira.
Gwen Stefani. Shakira was my favorite.
Yeah, she was great.
You know,
so
Christina.
Some of the, I'm looking at some of the gossip here on one of the sites. Blake's mission is to make this as uncomfortable as possible for Christina so that she will not want to come back next season. How much are they paying these
people?
I don't
buy that at all. These guys go out to dinner. Yeah. I mean, I think they're just having, I mean, they just mess around with each other.
Yep.
So do you, how
take
much
a look out of your mouth right now, Doug. You bit.
Well, that's what I just said. I was acknowledging
that
that's really the reason that they're doing this sort of thing or that they do any of these sorts of things. Now, let's fast forward to American Idol and when they get actually down to it. They haven't gone, they threw all of the preliminaries and now actually getting to the show itself. So the judges are there like J-Lo and what's
his
face?
The judges have been there all along, Keith Urban and Harry Connick Jr. But they are getting into, I think, like the final 12 or 10,
right.
Something like that.
Yeah, but what's where's what's his face? The British guy, Simon. Where's he?
He hasn't been
on the show in
years.
Like 4 years.
No, but he was supposed to come back this year.
Yeah, for a guest spot.
Oh, that's
it.
He's not on all the time.
No.
Right.
Oh, well, so then who wants to watch that? Hey, Simon was the thing that actually made it all work.
You know, it's funny.
It seems to me. Anyway.
When my wife is watching American, because she watches both. And when I walk in and I see Jennifer Lopez, I have a whole different view of her now.
After that show.
After watching Shades, I'm like so into Shades of Blue. It's such a good show. Mm-hmm. And it's she's so talented.
Okay, so now I'm going to get email and social media comments on what I'm just saying that I like something that, in a sense, the reason I like Simon is because he's the same as Donald Trump, even though it's a different arena. So, Doug, you say you like Simon and those outrageous comments, but you don't want Donald to do the outrageous comments. Yeah, it's a different arena, kind of. But I think people have confused it. Also, everything looks like the same. 28 past the hour here on.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, talking and listening, hugging and kissing are wonderful methods of communication. But you and your pet, let's face it, don't live on a desert island. There are plenty of other people, not to mention sights, sounds, experiences, and smells that are unfamiliar and could potentially be frightening to your dog or even your cat. You know, it's really important to socialize your pets. Whether or not you live in a city, for example, you live in a suburb, sooner or later, your pet may have to go to the city, get them used to the sounds. If you live near a firehouse, they have to get used to the sounds of the siren. You know, the most important thing besides educating your pet is spending time socializing your pet to the neighborhood and all the different sounds and smells, other dogs and people walking by. Very often I'm called in when a dog moves from the suburbs to the city because he can't deal with that change. Well, if you gradually introduce your dog to it, he'll be absolutely fine. The same thing holds true if you're having a baby. Socialize the dog to the sounds of a new baby before the baby comes. This way, if you spend the time socializing your pet, it'll make it a lot easier for him to understand what's going on. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Going on now, Guitar Center is celebrating Yamaha Month, and there's never been a better time for you to make music. Save up to 20% on select Yamaha guitars, basses, drums, keys, pro audio, and more. Deals like Yamaha HS Series studio monitors, buy one, get one half off. Up to $300 off select Yamaha synths and keyboards. Or get a Guitar Center gift card with select Yamaha acoustic guitars. That's right, get $100, $200, up to $300 off select Yamaha gear. But hurry, because the best deals go first during Yamaha Month at Guitar Center.
For over 75 years, Geico's been about consistency, as in we've consistently helped people save money on their car insurance. And to prove it, we'll air one of our first radio commercials from over 75 years ago.
At Geico, we're all about consistency, as in we consistently help people save money on their car insurance. To prove it, you can call Geico. Call us today, call us tomorrow, call us 75 years from now.
That was way more consistent than I expected.
Geico.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline.
If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
I am Doug Steffen. This is a Good Day program. My friend Jennifer Horn is here, and my friend Kara Schillen is here, and all of you are here. I am so blessed. Meredith and I were talking about this yesterday. What wonderful lives we have.
You get to be around my genius all day long, which is pretty cool.
Yep, it is. And you know what? Well, one of the things to be thankful, and I'm, you know, there are a lot of people who abuse the privilege. I am thankful. I was just talking earlier, I think, was it on the air or off the air when I was talking about the boats? Is that on the air?
Off the air.
I can't remember, really.
I don't remember.
So we're posting at Facebook.com and on Twitter, I think, a picture that I took from my room in this hotel, which is on the Fort Lauderdale Peninsula, the bridge that crosses over onto the island, basically, Fort Lauderdale Island. The cruise ships come in here. I'm a stone's throw away from where the cruise ships come in. There's one that just came in from the cruise from the Princess Line, and I see there's a beautiful sunrise this morning. And I'm going to spend the next couple of days with some of my pals in the talk radio business who are here at the so-called talk show boot camp, which is run by a couple of old pros and a lot of people that you hear. You know, it's the usual suspects that come to all of our groups. And the list. Next 3 months, I'll have three different events like this to go to. I appreciate this. I appreciate them all for different reasons. But what I appreciate more than anything else is the fact that I have enough support from people, both on the program and off the program, the people that listen to this program every day around the country and around the world. And
they want, I suppose, in a sense, to share vicariously some of our experiences, and they want to agree or disagree with some of the things that we talk about. But there's so much to be thankful for, and yet we fight and argue, we do foolish things with our time, we get upset about what I believe to be the wrong things. Just think about what you have to be thankful for. One of the things many women ought to be thankful for is that they aren't Erin Andrews and they haven't experienced what she has. But many women have experienced that kind of thing and they haven't really had a voice. For some reason this week, I have become enthralled in this, and it isn't, it's not negative or positive, it's just, it's so blatant what has happened here in this case and how these people from the Marriott, or more locally the Nashville Marriott, can think they have a snowball's chance in hell of convincing people that they were not completely responsible. Never mind their reprehensible acts. Somebody, one of the news channels, and I don't remember who it was, sent reporters out to Marriott hotels all over the country, and basically they set up the same scenario, and these people are so stupid, they were able to do the same thing the guy did to get next to Erin Andrews. And case after case after case, time after time after time, they pulled the same stunt. So Marriott hasn't learned anything from this. Nothing. So when you hear some of the comments that we have on our Facebook page, here, I'm going to read you some of these, Jennifer. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Ellen writes, Marriott's defense just asserted Erin Andrews made more money in her career as a result of the Barrett stalker video going viral. Disgusting. You think women who travel are going to be booking rooms at Marriott hotels? Women who are chief executive officer, people, women in business that are traveling, you think they're going to book at a Marriott? These people are going to be nuts. Lindsay writes, they tried to paint it like she's been able to capitalize on this, that has been fruitful, like she should be grateful. This is unbelievable. Heather writes, whether it helped her career or not is irrelevant. What a disgusting defense of reprehensible behavior. Listen to the tone of these comments. You work for Marriott. You better be listening to this. Dawn writes, even if it did help her career, that has nothing to do with the fact that her consent was violated, her privacy was violated, the hotel failed to protect her. Steve writes, ridiculous. She's not a reality TV star who releases a sex tape to further her career. She didn't intend for this to happen. This was an invasion of her privacy and a sexual assault. She is a serious journalist with a serious career in an industry which is male dominant. She's worked long and hard to get where she is, and this creep went to great lengths to destroy her. I think the hotel should be held liable and the guy should be put into jail. Julie writes, same type of logic that says it's a woman's fault when she gets raped. Thought we were done with that type of misogyny a long time ago. No, unfortunately, Julie, we aren't. We got a lot of stupid men, and this thing this week just shows, and that's why you can hear in my voice the wrath that I have for these people. How do these people exist? They're like the Cro-Magnon era is back. They're cretins. They're despicable. These words, listen to the words that come from our listeners. There wasn't one thing that made this sound like anything other than it is. Disgusting, unbelievable, reprehensible, failure, beneath her. It's incredible that this thing is what it is in America in 2016. It just is. And that's why you got the likes of some of these boobs who are running for office getting support. Because it's still the old boy network. It's still men who are trying to control women. It's the same stuff. You'd think we would be on it, as the lady said, but we are way away from it. And the candidates, some of these candidates for president, show that.
I think so. I mean, I don't know that this is an example of the war against women. I think that's a valid... I mean, there's valid
what else?
For the
what,
war
what
against
better
women.
Example of that?
But this is not about that so much. This is about a sick person who she knew about, the stalker. This is about security with Marriott. I mean, this is about negligence when it comes to dealing with people. I mean, I've been to a hotel where I've tried to say, oh, you know, what room's my dad in? Can you give me that room number? And they shut me down and go, nope, but we can transfer you to the room. They never give
I know.
You that
yep,
access.
There are some hotel chains.
So I don't
want to
say that's part of... That's not
but
part
Marriott
of...
Marriott does it. Look at what happened this week with, I forget which channel it was. Kara, do you know which one of the cable channels sent somebody out and did, they went around to a bunch of Marriott hotels and they had the same exact thing happen? I can't remember which cable channel it was. It's maybe not important. Anyway,
this isn't necessarily the war against women. This is negligence on the part of Marriott. The war on women comes in the way that the defense is handling this by saying, didn't you benefit? Didn't you become more famous because some nut job took a peephole video of you? I mean, that's the ridiculous part. The negligence on the piece on the side of the Marriott, and then the defense's handling of this, treating her like she somehow is a beneficiary of this guy's sick behavior.
Okay, that's a reasonable point of view. Yes, you're welcome. That's right, you're here.
Always love a little validation, you know.
Very, very reasonable, as opposed to me. That's not always very reasonable, but I got a strong opinion. Anyway, 20 minutes before the hour. Okay, now let me also tell you, this week I changed on something else. I've been pretty critical about all of the attention being given to the Zika virus for maybe what might be considered legitimate reasons. However, I listened to a conversation with a doctor whose name was Dora Ann Mills, and she, in her conversation, talked about why the Zika virus has not been important thus far. So we get bits and pieces of her conversation. She tells us what we know and what we don't know in this first clip.
It's been known for a long time. The Zika virus has been known about for decades, but this association with impossible causation of microcephaly is very new in the last few months. There's increasing evidence that it's causing the microcephaly. We won't know definitively probably for a little bit, but the virus has been detected in mothers and babies who've had microcephaly. So there's increasing, detection of that. But the CDC is doing some case-controlled studies and other studies down, especially in Brazil, to find out more definitively whether that's it or not.
Here she goes on to talk about what precautions everybody ought to take if you're going to go into these infected areas.
If you're going to that area, I would check out the CDC's travel website. Put in the search engines U.S. CDC travel, and you'll get to their travel website. And type in the countries that you're going to be traveling to, and it'll let you know what precautions you should take. You should always do that anyway, whether you're traveling to Russia or to China or to South America or Puerto Rico or Costa Rica, whatever. You should do that anyway. But particularly with the Zika virus, you want to make sure that you're up to date on any kind of precautions you should take, as well as other infections. And primarily it's taking precautions against getting bitten, but against mosquitoes.
She also has a reminder that Zika isn't the only reason you ought to be protecting yourself against any kind of mosquito.
There are also other infections that are similar to Zika virus that aren't necessarily associated with microcephaly, but can cause other types of illnesses that also are transmitted by mosquitoes. So it's a good idea when you're traveling, particularly to the tropics, to take precautions against getting bitten by mosquitoes. And that's true against Zika virus as well as these others. And particularly, I think one of the things to note is that we in the Northeast are used to mosquitoes biting us in the dusk to dawn hours, during the sunset time period particularly. But a lot of the Aedes mosquitoes species particularly bite during the daytime, and they're pretty aggressive biters, and they do transmit other diseases like dengue fever and yellow fever.
Yep. All right. Food for thought. Good information. Dr. Dora Mills on the Zika virus. Let's spend a minute talking about function and dysfunction, shall we?
What?
Not necessarily. This is not political. This is about your body, your B-O-D-Y, that beautiful body that you have. Do you have dandruff? Do you have anemia? Do you have problems with circulation, your liver, your gallbladder? Is there a condition there? You're constipated? You don't have a lot of energy? Well, this is a minute for you and for all the normal people that are listening as well who have regular blood pressure and want to keep it that way. You got a high blood pressure, you want to get it down, then you need two things that come from the same company. Super Beats addresses all of these problems by addressing the flow of blood in your body. The flow of blood needs to be as thorough and complete as possible, and by opening up your veins so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to all of your organs, that's what happens when you are using Super Beats or Neo 40. Neo 40 helps lower blood pressure in patients that have pre-hypertension. It gets you going early in the morning, gives you lots of energy. You don't need coffee, you don't need phony baloney sugar drinks, none of that stuff. Nitric oxide is the most positive impact on blood pressure and also in getting energy to your system. So why would you fight it? Why would you argue with it? Why don't you just take advantage of the opportunity that comes not only from Neo 40, but also Super Beats now comes in black cherry flavor. The beets are a nutritional gold mine of antioxidants and electrolytes and dietary nitrates that help everything work more efficiently in your body. That's what you want, right? You want your circulation boosted. The relaxed arteries give you healthy blood pressure levels. You will love what happens as a result. I hear this every day from somebody that is either in my family or my friend circle, people that listen to me who are taking this, using it, and know that it works. So you protect yourself the same way by having both Neo 40 early in the day to get you going, a teaspoon of Super Beats and 4 ounces of water during the day will give you that great confident feeling for the rest of the day. And it's all available easily by calling 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or you can go to DougLikesBeats.com online, DougLikesBeats.com. There's a special deal right now. You order the regular 3-month supply of Super Beats, they give you a 30-day supply free, and the book that goes along with it, the saliva testing strips, free shipping, all of it at 800-655-4183. Super Beats, 800.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
With the helpful hardware.
My new house is between two lawns that should be on the cover of Lawns Illustrated. I need my lawn to fit in.
I told Sam that during Scott's days at Ace, he can get the products he needs for a great lawn, like grass seed, fertilizer, and weed killer.
Ace is the place that gives you a magazine cover-worthy lawn. All the Lawns Illustrated is completely made up.
It's Scott's days at Ace. Stock up and get up to $130 in instant savings on Scott's Miracle-Gro brands, including Ortho and Roundup. Ace Awards members get savings instantly in store. Offered out March 2nd through 7th. Store stock only. See participating stores for details.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Yeah. Best of television from this week. Jennifer Horn is here with an update on what's going on the boob tube and elsewhere. Yes, Jen.
Well, the cast for Dancing with the Stars, Dougie, continues to grow. I told you yesterday that Jodie Sweetin from Full House and now the spinoff Fuller House is set to compete. Joining the cast as well, Misha Barton. She was the it girl. I mean, IT it just about 10 years ago. She played Marissa Cooper on The OC. Well, she's coming back to dance on Dancing with the Stars. Also scheduled to appear, fresh off of a big Super Bowl victory, Von Miller from the Denver Broncos will be dancing. I know he will be a crowd favorite. The athletes always seem to be, which is kind of fun. Now, Fox News personality Geraldo Rivera also signed up for a season of Dancing with the Stars. Last time he did reality TV, he was on The Apprentice and came very close to winning, by the way. You also have Real Housewife Kim Fields, who's joining America's Top Model Cycle 22. To Niall DeMarco, also in the cast, and more announcements to come on March 8th. ABC, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, has new leadership at the network, and typically they will release the shows that they are renewing for next year the week of the upfronts, which is still a couple of months away. But this new person in charge of ABC has renewed 15 shows already. So if you are a fan of the following shows, be rest assured that they're coming back next season. Once Upon a Time, Fresh Off the Boat, The Goldbergs, and Quantico will all be back, along with The Goldbergs, Modern Family, The Middle, gosh, you've got Castle and Nashville are the only two shows on the bubble. All the Shonda shows, Grey's Anatomy, they're all coming back. So Castle, not quite renewed yet. That's because they have to make a new deal with Nathan Fillion. I don't know that it's going to happen. It seems that Castle has lost a little of its fizzle, and it's too bad because it's a great show.
Good show. But there's still this stuff because they were dating for a couple of years.
That's the problem. They started, they were secretly dating, and now they can't, they're not liking working together so much. The other show that's on the bubble, and this is a bummer because I think it still has a lot ahead of it, is Nashville. It costs a little bit more money to do Nashville because they do it on location, obviously, in Tennessee. But they're able, the reason that ABC thinks they can make this work is they've started a whole Nashville franchise where you can actually see the performers during the off season in concert, which is kind of fun. Billy D. Williams also joining ABC's Dirty Dancing remake. This cast already includes Abigail Breslin, Deborah Messing, Nicole Scherzinger, and Sarah Hyland.
51 after on Good Day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer and I have Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, with us in a moment. And the big story this week is the pricing at Disney parks. We'll get to that in just a moment here on Good Day.
Illinois school students last year took a new standardized assessment called PARC. This exam marked the first time that tests were aligned to what's being taught in classrooms. Some of the best teachers in the country participated in a research study that compared PARC with former state tests. Here's 2015 Illinois Teacher of the Year, Steve Elza.
Every teacher who took part in the research came to the same conclusion. PARC is a test worth taking. The results more accurately measure students' learning progress and tell us if kids are truly learning or if they're just repeating memorized facts. Because PARC is aligned to our academic standards, the best preparation for it is good classroom instruction. As a teacher, I no longer have to give my students test-taking strategies. Instead, I can focus on making sure students develop strong, critical, and analytical thinking skills. Our students were not as prepared for the more rigorous coursework in college or even to start working right after high school.
We know now that PARC is a test that parents and teachers should want kids to take. Its valuable feedback will help make sure all of our students are prepared for success in school and life.
Before girls' night out, my eczema flared up. Ugh.
I felt like canceling. But then I tried Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, especially formulated for eczema and has 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine for fast, lasting itch relief. It quickly stopped the itch and soothed my red, dry, flaky skin. With Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief, I was ready for girls' night out, and it was the best one ever.
Cortisone 10 Eczema Relief. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 4477 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 4477.
56 past the hour on the Good Day program. Yes, Pauline Frommer is here. She's the editorial director of the Frommer's magazine, the travel guide at Frommer's.com. The surging price. I'm in Florida this week, Pauline. I'm actually I'm surrounded by travel. I'm here at the bridge. If you know Fort Lauderdale, it's a bridge that goes from the mainland over to what some people call Fort Lauderdale Island, and the cruise ships dock here. I'm looking across. I'm right on that causeway, and the cruise ships dock across from me. I'm sitting in the shadow of the Fort Lauderdale Airport. I'm watching all of this, and I'm in a Hyatt, and the Hilton is right next door, and all of this stuff. And I think to myself, how much money first is spent on travel, and then what it takes to make it all work. The computers on these ships, and the computers that run the airport, and the computers that take care of the lights and the bridge as it goes up and down, and the boats go. I mean, it just is fascinating if you think about it. What an amazing industry it is.
It's a massive industry. By some accounts, one out of every 11 Americans is involved in the travel industry in some way. Either they're the people running the computers on those bridges, or they're the waitresses who serve mostly tourists at a theme park, or they're working at a theme park. So, yeah, it's a big part of our American economy, absolutely.
Let's talk about theme parks, more specifically Disney. Are they green?
Yeah.
Are they smart? Are they doing what they need to do? What's their prices went up crazy this week. And it was this is school vacation week, too.
I think Walt is probably turning wherever he is, if he's frozen or if he's in the ground, I don't know. But they have introduced surge pricing, and that means that prices are going up 20% during peak times. And peak times, when are those? Pretty much any time the kids are out of school. So basically the entire month of March is peak because it's spring break, and then it's going to be peak from the end of May through July, since the kids will be out of school for summer. And that raises the one-day price of a Disney ticket to $124, which kind of breaks my heart. They're saying they're doing it because they needed to cut down on the crowds. But I know so many families who save up for 1 year, for 2 years, so they can take their kids to Disneyland or Disney World. It's a rite of passage. And probably a lot of these people are pulling their hair out right now because they're going to have to save up even more. The price has gone up 20%. That's a huge jump.
It's abusive. So, this is more reason to go elsewhere. If you go to Florida, go to the Cape, over to Cape Kennedy, Cape Canaveral, whatever you want to call it. It's a marvelous
place. Oh, it's great. Yeah, Cape Canaveral is
amazing. A couple
of
3 days there, and it's much more inspirational. Oy, man, it is what it is. Are other parks like Universal doing the same thing, by the way?
They're the ones who came up with it. Disney followed.
Oh, really? Really? Oh. So another reason to give them a pick a finger. I got five. You can pick one of them. So you want to have that apply to the.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to selectquote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available online.